BT, I don't know about you. I'm already exhausted. I mean, I can't do battle all day like this.
Dude, it's funny you say that, man. My son came in and I'm like, I barely even heard what he said. I'm like, wow. Talk about getting after it. I mean, it's like 11:20. I mean, we're, you know what it is, Sal? We've had too much Hogan YouTube stuff. We're ready for the steel cage like Bundy. Let's go.
Ready for SummerSlam. By the way, speaking of that, we'll have Michael Cole be hanging out with us in studio. Michael Cole's a big Met fan, like legit. Not one of these fake celebrities. He's a big Mets fan, so we'll have some fun talking some SummerSlam and some Mets with him coming up. By the way, you left your pants here in the studio.
I know, I did. I know.
Like, they're hanging up.
I know. I know. Such an idiot. I had a crazy day. I was running around. I had to go to a meeting. Whatever's good. I'll talk to you. I told you. Yeah. Well, oh, look at, there's the shot. There's my pants. The funniest thing is I have my wife. Yeah. Look at him. Hey, what do we got? Size 36, 34?
I don't know. What does that say? What's the inner line? Maybe that's the name of the, I could see like a brand. I didn't know if it was name, if your name was in there or
no,
what.
No, dude. Okay. What do you think? I'm Tiki stitching my name into my khakis? First of all, Tiki wears his, because he has the body to do it. Tiki wears his khakis like he's wearing his football pants. Tight as hell.
God bless him.
You can see everything.
I told you, I bought a pair of Tiki's football pants because here was the plan. The plan was that I was going to come in our first, dude, this is how nuts I am. Our first like day after Labor Day together a couple years ago, when we came in September, I was going to come in full Tiki Barber gear, you know, because you and Tiki together, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I just bought the pants. They were game worn Tiki pants, whatever it was, a couple hundred bucks off eBay. I couldn't get them on. They didn't fit.
Are you serious? Hey, by the way, hold on. I want to show you something. Look at it. Hang on. I got to reach for it.
I can't see anything, so somebody's going to have to give me the play-by-play of it.
Look what I found somewhat recently.
What are you showing me? You got to tell me here. And for those of us who are not watching YouTube.
Look at that.
What is it, BT?
It's Hulk.
Hogan figure?
Come on, man.
I can't see.
Oh, that's right. You can't see me. That's right.
Yeah, you're...
Now you can't see me. I can see you, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can see you.
No, how come he can see me, but I can't see him?
I forgot that, yeah. That's my
thing. He's on Zoom, you're not.
And by the way, the majority of people can't see either of us because they're listening on the radio.
That's true. Although, and we launched this a couple of weeks ago, and it's just our show, the BT and Sal show, you can watch us on YouTube, and I've got it up now just to make sure that you could see me.
Right.
The comments are flying. Yankees, Mets, BT, Sal, going nuts. If you guys want to...
Yeah, I've been getting texts, too, about it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, now you can get a look of... This is my home office, if you want to check out that. And obviously, I'm always in studio, except today, because I have to do something after it. I got to run out, whatever. But Sal is in studio. So if you guys want to check out the dynamic, especially when we start getting loud, I mean, that's when it's funny. I mean, sometimes you know what it's getting like, and it's all debate, and it's all sports, and it's all entertainment, right. Even though sometimes we get ramped up, there's no doubt. But when you really want to know, I'm gonna give our viewers a little cue. When we're just a little bit past that point of like, all right, I'm actually a little annoyed for a second, is when we don't look at each other for a second. Like, if we're in studio, like, you'll put your head down, like when we're yelling at each other, and I'm yelling at you, and I might be looking at the clouds.
I learned that move from Mike and Chris, working with them all those years, when they would do battle, and then that's it. 5 after 6, back after this, and one would leave the studio, one would stay there in silence, they wouldn't talk to each other, so it's happened.
No, it's never like that. Actually, if we could, now we can't, because of the things that we talk about. You and I have said this before. If they can take what we say during breaks and put it out there as content, and there were no filters, it would be absolutely incredible. The stuff that we talk about.
Some of it gets us in trouble.
Well,
BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-0119, the number to call. Pete is calling from Union Beach. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Petey.
Hey, guys. I got a couple things to get off of my mind. You guys have been on a tangent today, and now I need to chime in a little bit, okay?
All yours. Go ahead.
Number one, Anthony Volpe talk. You know what it's like? What? It's now become Daniel Jones 2.0. Hmm. Oh, my God. Bang my head off the wall. Is the guy good? Is he not? Half the fan base hates him. The other fan base loves him. Bench him. Send him down. I can't take it anymore. Number one.
Well, the one difference. Hold on. Before you get to number two, the one difference, I hear you. That's an interesting way to look at it. It's kind of it's reaching that point. But he was the quarterback. I mean, at least you could bury Volpe bat ninth right now, or maybe even bench him. But I got you.
I agree. Number two. Uh-huh. I mean, Sal, you say the Mets go all in if they give up prospects for Sandy Alcantara, who wouldn't even start a playoff game today. Look at his metrics. He wouldn't even start a playoff game today.
Two things you're wrong about. Number one, I never said I wanted the Mets to go all in for Alcantara. Number two, he would start a playoff game for them.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
You'd rather have Clay Holmes?
No, he wouldn't.
You'd rather have Clay Holmes or Montas start one? Well, then you're just foolish.
I mean, Clay Holmes.
Yeah.
Go look up metrics.
Pete,
go
by
look
the way,
up metrics before you start doing it.
I don't need to look up metrics. I know all about it. The more important.
Clay
Holmes can't get out of the third inning, and he's going to start over Alcantara.
I mean,
good God, what metrics you did dive into?
Alcantara out there for six innings, giving up nine runs doesn't mean.
By the way, Pete, I never said. Neither of us said that we would go all in for Alcantara from a Mets perspective.
No, you said if they did go all in, it would be a move for like Alcantara.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was if they did land him, that would be something to be a wow move, a splash move, to say it would be A+, plus, like, wow, they really went over the top, believing that he could be.
A guy who has a 6 ERA and who has his strikeouts per nine are in the crapper right now would be an all-in move?
Yes, it would, because he's a potential ace, which is something they don't have. But go ahead. You have another point, or is that it?
No. You're good.
Okay, thank you, Pete. We appreciate you checking in. There was a little miscommunication there. First of all, to say that if the Mets got Alcantara, he wouldn't start a playoff game is just asinine. Matter of fact, he might start game one. Like,
no,
I'm talking about game four. He might start game one.
That's Manaea territory. Stop.
Well, between Manaea, Senga, and Peterson. Well, let me ask you, who do you trust more out of those three right now?
Right now, I trust Peterson.
We agree. So
I trust Manaea two. I trust Senga 3, and I trust Alcantara 4 in this theoretical, you know, that he's on the Mets. But I could easily be convinced that Alcantara could jump over Senga, but not necessarily the other two. Not the way he's pitching
this year.
But
it would obviously depend on how he does recently. And again,
sure.
I didn't even want him. I just say that the Mets needed an ace more. The Yankees were the team that was hot on him. I'm sure the Mets inquired about him, but I would not. All I'm saying is if they landed that type of player, that's a big splash. That's what I was saying. Not that I wanted them to go all in and get him.